Good morning, everybody, and welcome here to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And we'll start with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability. And we're led off by Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, seven-time champion, going for an eighth this year. But before we talk about racing, Jimmy, you had an impactful trip this past week to Florida. So what was that experience like going down to Florida and not just seeing the devastation, but really, you know, chipping in and helping folks out?
Yeah, it was something I really wanted to do on a couple levels. One, I wanted to give back. And then two, I know the great work that Lowe's does in communities. And I was completely blown away by their involvement once again. We went to two different stores. The people I met in stores did not live in that area. They all are spending their free time to come in and fill in for those associates that need to tend to stuff at home. So I thought that was amazing. From people from Tennessee were all the way down in Naples, Florida, just covering shifts for other Lowe's employees. Then, of course, we went to a home and pitched in there. I took my daughter with me, and I wanted her to grasp kind of what was going on down there. She saw plenty of coverage on television about the hurricanes moving in, and I just wanted to close that loop for her and take her down and experience all that. So all in all, just a very impactful day in Florida. I feel like there's some great lessons, a great respect and appreciation I have for mankind and the way people help each other in times of need, and a lot of lessons learned. So very impactful trip, and I'm glad that it was so well received by our local media, the outside media, social media. It was very well received, and that's cool.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor up for questions. Raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Claire and go to Matthew, and then we'll go over there.
Claire Beilang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. In racing for a championship, when you saw the penalty that came down for the 24, even though you're not the crew chief of the car, you guys let the guys handle the car, people asking how much do the drivers know and kind of what your reaction is to something like that as it relates to the whole camp.
Yeah, the driver knows very little. I mean, we're a part of the team, and there is some attachment in that respect, but the things that have gone on that I've experienced in my own car and the way I interact with the team and what goes on the race car, I didn't know until we were in trouble. And then I'm like, really? Why are we doing that? So I don't know if that's the case, but, in most situations, I really firmly believe that is the case.
And the reaction to the run for a championship with that kind of penalty come down?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, every team is doing everything they can to find an advantage. I think it's safe to say that every team and crew chief, when they have a car go to the R&D center, are sweating it until Tuesday afternoon when the other car's back. even when you think your head's up, you're still sweating it. I'm glad I'm not a crew chief.
We'll go to Matthew, then to Mark, then to Amy, then to Jerry, then to Lewis.
Matthew Warrens with Racer Weekly. Jimmy, saddened last week in the NASCAR community, we lost Ted Christopher. A lot of people would say he was a great wheelman in the modifieds.
Great wheelman and a great man. When I started racing here in the Busch Series, Ted was a guy that I met right away. I think somehow we were parked near each other, around each other, and so approachable, so fun. I knew the name. I was excited to be on a track with him. And then through the years, from my first time meeting him here in 2000, would always see him in and around the area here, see him at different races. I think he ran the Busch Series for a short period of time. He will be missed, and my heart goes out to his family, friends, and the racing community here, because he's such an icon in the area.
Mark?
Mark Garrell, PRN. Jimmy, good morning.
We
haven't heard a lot from the Chevy guys. Keselowski was talking about, hey, the Toyota's got a big advantage. There hasn't been a lot said from the Chevy camp. Where do you feel you guys are? Are you at a competitive disadvantage to the Toyotas right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd rather just get to work and try to make it better. I know that the car that we're bringing out, the Camaro that's coming out next year, is going to be a huge help for us. When you look at the amount of revisions or iterations that have come out, next year will be the first for the Camaro, first for the Chevy brand. So that's going to be a big help for us. And we're doing all that we can, and it does seem, teams and manufacturers kind of gravitate towards the front. We've been very fortunate over the years to be that team and that manufacturer, and can't wait to get back there ourselves. But we, you know, we don't think we're where we need to be, and we know next year's Camaro is going to be a huge help with that.
Go next to Amy, then to Jerry, then to Lewis.
Amy Harrop, Race Pro Weekly. So this season, the stage points have been like a big help to different drivers coming into the playoffs. So, but other teams like Gibbs have had such success winning stage races. So what are you guys at Team Hendrick, what adjustments have you made to try to be competitive there at the end of the stages this season and for the playoffs?
Yeah, those bonus points are huge. I mean, we had a whiteboard with points earned on last weekend's race, and you'd think that an eighth place finish would yield a fair amount of points, but we didn't score any stage points. And I can't remember exactly now, but we didn't leave the track with the eighth most points scored. It was much worse than that, and that's a problem, you know, especially as you get to the later rounds and need to count on points. So I think we're all living it firsthand. I think we understood the concept, but now that it's in your face and you live it day to day and kind of obsess over it, I think it's making it much more apparent to myself and others how important those stage points are.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net and PRN. Apparently you missed that memo about Toyota being dominant with your seven championships. But just is that distracting when drivers are bantering, going after it back and forth? Do you get – you're on Twitter a lot. Do you follow that? Do you enjoy it? What's your play on it?
I think it's awesome. I think Brad should say more. Keep going. I don't care. I choose to go about things differently, and so does my team, but I have to admit it's entertaining to watch, and I'd rather him say it than me say it. So have at it, man.
Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis Frank Reuters. You know, you talked about stage points earlier, but your stats are becoming unapproachable. You go for wins. You go for championships. So, I mean, how does that change how you approach things?
Yeah, this year's format definitely doesn't fit, you know, my natural tendency in a car and kind of what our team has earned seven championships through. So we felt like, without a doubt, this is going to challenge us more than any other format in our history in the sport. And I think it's kind of shown that to be true. We always show up at the end of a race, and if you don't win the race, there's a very good chance you're going to earn less points than you did if you were up front at the start and got stage points in the first and second stage. So that's just the reality of it, and it's forcing me to do things differently in the team. You know, so we definitely have an effort in that direction, although it hasn't yielded much yet. But you know, winning does supersede all. So if we can, you know, look at the new approach, and then at the same time not take anything away from the way we've won so many races and championships, that will fix all.
Yep. Let's go to Matthew, then to Dan.
Matthew Warrens with Race Pro Weekly. Jimmy, can you just talk about the race here in July, the surface that was laid on the track? What did it do to your car, and how do you think it will help on the race on Sunday?
Yeah, we found ourselves personally really, 48 car-wise, competitive with the sticky stuff down. We were more competitive then. As it would wear off, we lost our advantage and ability to be up there in those front few cars. Qualified very good. The second practice session on Saturday, when it was kind of wearing off, we weren't as competitive. Then in the race, when we started the race, we were very competitive and kind of drifted back as it wore off. So we're trying to understand why and what and how to conceptually build the car to be good in both environments. But it was helpful to us, I think, and helped us be a more competitive car.
Dan?
Dan Gelson, AP. Jimmy, how would you define overall the season at Hendrick, and how involved, if at all, are William and Alex as far as getting them ready for next year?
Both William and Alex are eager to get going, and I think both would love to run cup races this year if we could find the right situation for them. You know, they're going to be great assets to the team. We just need to get them laps, get them in the car, start understanding what their vocabulary is and the magnitude on the scales that we all discuss about tight and loose, and really build that foundation to get going. So with that, you know, this year's been a tough year, I think, for our company. Last year was tough, but we found a way still to get to the championship, the head table in Las Vegas. And you know, this year's been tough again, but there's a lot of change going on internally, and I think directionally we're making some great changes. And obviously the addition of the two new drivers will shuffle the deck a bit. And we want to close out strong and then get some good momentum heading into the off season.
Additional questions for Jimmy? Let's go to Bob.
Yeah, Bob Stegmaier, Full Throttle out of New York. As the track coat wears off towards the end of the race, how do you judge going into the corner? How much can you push it? How much do you have to let off? How do you get the feel of that? Or how does the car respond to that and let you know that it's not as sticky as it was before?
Yeah, just your comfort level. I mean, when it's on the newer side, you can let off the brake earlier and just carry a lot of speed to the center of the turn and count on that sticky stuff to catch the car and help it change directions. As it wears off, you go to your same braking point, you let off, you roll in the turn, you miss your mark. You're like, well, I guess the sticky stuff's gone. So then you just got to start backing up from there. It's fortunately, it's pretty easy being a race car driver. We run in circles and get marks and things like that. Connect the dots.
We'll go to Dustin, then to Jerry.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You talked about the changes going on internally this year at Hendrick, obviously more than years past. How has that impacted, along with the performance this year, trying to find the right direction as the organization's going through that? It seems like there's a lot more challenges there this year. And how has that changed your role as kind of a team leader from your seat?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, quite a few challenges that come with it, and I think all companies deal with it at different times. It does take time and effort, so then the focus leaves from the fine-tuning areas of departments and trying to extract speed to dealing with other items. And you can't pick when that stuff happens and the timing of. So we're, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of through the middle of the season for us. But you know, the changes that were made, they were all made with great intent, and people that stepped down or stepped away left on great terms, love of Hendrick Motorsports, you know, just wanting the best for the company. So as we've evolved, it hasn't been a kind of hostile environment by any stretch, but without a doubt, there's been time and effort devoted in areas other than fine tuning race cars. But in the end, I think the added responsibility to some, responsibility shifting to others, the collaborative work involved to elevate the company is only making us stronger and better. And I think we're going to net out in a great spot in the end.
And is the challenge more, as you said, a lot of stuff started happening in the middle of the summer. Things were already in place by that point. Is it more you're feeling, seeing kind of more of an impact as you get later in the season because now people in new positions can have more of an impact and can start leading the team in a different direction than where things were in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many pieces to the puzzle, and race teams now are almost manufacturing companies. So the processes and how you manufacture and when you get stuff in the pipeline and when it comes out, consistency between all four shops. You know, there's a lot of focus in other aspects to help our company run efficiently, but at the same time, you need to stay light and nimble and change as the rules change. Or if you see another team understanding the rule a different way and it's being inspected and approved, you're like, oh, now we have to change direction. So, you know, as we try to simplify and be more efficient, you know, you do end up as more of a larger machine, and we all know that small businesses, small machines can change directions quicker. So there's always this conversation, are we too big and too focused and too big into this manufacturing mindset, or do we stay lean and mean and let the four teams have their own independent thought process and change at will? So, you know, we're heading in a good direction. I really feel it. We have a lot of smart people, but you're always wondering if you're going down the right road, and success really helps you determine if you are. If you start popping off wins, you're like, yep, we got it right. If you're running fair, then you're like, I don't know. So it's just tough. I mean, it really is. I've been in the sport 16 years now, and I have such an appreciation for the time and effort that goes into a functioning race team. I sympathize for our management and our crew chiefs and everybody, because at the end of the day, it's just about going out there and running a fast lap. But man, it takes so much just to get the cars and trucks, you know, and the people to the track to set up a pit. It's insane.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickandTires.net, PRN.
you said if you got eight, you'd want nine or ten or whatever. But along your career of those milestones, you've been very cognizant of the people that you're passing. Going for eight this past week, Dale Jr. said that it would be bittersweet if you got it for him because of what it means. Have you talked to him or to Richard Petty about that eighth championship and how – I know you said you talked to Dale the last time you were going to surpass a big number with his dad or tie the championship. How does that impact you personally?
I haven't spent a lot of time talking to guys about it. I know Junior was really proud of me and excited for me to pass his dad on the wins list. And I completely get it that Dale's senior's fan base and his son and his family – Why would they want anybody to outdo him in championships? And I'm sure on the Kings side it's the same way. So I totally get it. Same time, they totally get that I want to be be the best and win. So there's a mutual respect there and understanding that exists. We'll see where it ends up. And it's hard to go into those conversations with Kyle Petty or Dale Jr. And you don't think about it when you're around the person. You know, there might be something during the week or a milestone that's met that jars that discussion loose. And Dale, you know, talked to me after I tied his father in race wins. But, you know, I think through today's world, we're able to, with podcasts and social media, just understand on a deeper level daily what people think and where they're at. And I honestly learn a lot through that during the course of the week, more so than being at track and being in the same meetings with Dale. You know, because our minds are in a different spot, and we're working on our race cars. So, to summarize it all, I get it. I completely get it.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Good luck this weekend, bud.